The next patient is Pedro Santos. The last name is S-A-N-T-O-S. The first name is Pedro, P-E-D-R-O. Number one, 85-year-old Mexican male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 2. The patient continues to have a creatinine of 1 and an estimated EFR that is above 70 mLs per minute. I think that there is a component of hyperfiltration because the hemoglobin A1C was elevated and to 9.3, period. However, there is no evidence of proteinuria in the prior urinalysis, period. This time, the patient did not have urinalysis, period. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is out of control. The hemoglobin A1C is 9.3. And the reason for this was the administration of steroids for the bronchitis. But the primary care gave him some steroids for a short period of time. The family is confident that this blood sugar is coming down according to the AccuChecks that they have been taking. Following number three, arterial hypertension. And then when you have a chance, you know? Patient has a blood pressure of 133 over 72, is under control. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, that the present time is compensated. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of simvastatin. Overall, the patient is in a stable condition. He's hard of hearing, it's difficult to communicate with him. But with the help of a daughter, we gathered the information. Period. We invested 6 minutes evaluating the laboratory workup, in the telehealth call 12 minutes, and in the documentation 5 minutes.